This is Cody Allen's podcast. This is Cody Cast.
Podcast with Australian duo Seaforth with a brand new song out called Breakups and a video just premiering as well. Mitch and Tom on my Zoom. Are you guys there?
What's going on?
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. You like my ring light reflecting my glasses? Isn't that nice?
I deal with that every single time I try to do that. Yeah. I've now got the ring light pointing up at the ceiling so it gets a light reflection on us.
By the way, I have trouble remembering who is who. So real fast, Tom and Mitch, who is who?
Tom.
Mitch.
Mitch.
See, I feel like your name should be opposite of that. I feel like you should be Tom Mitch.
All right. It should be Tom Mitch and I should be Mitch Tom.
No, yeah, exactly. Like I have the same problem with the High Valley guys. I feel like their names don't match.
You could just call us Todd and Mike instead.
Yeah. Just if you just call us something completely different every time we have a conversation, that'll work too.
Troy and Matt from C4 here.
Yeah.
Jordan and Mitch. Yes. So you are actually technically not brothers, though, but you've known each other for a very long time. Yes. So tell us the story behind your childhood growing up and loving music.
Yeah. Mate, yeah. We've known each other since we were 3 years old, dude. We went to preschool together in a town in Sydney called Seaforth, which is where we got our name from. It would be like being from Nashville and calling yourself Green Hills, I guess, which is in hindsight, pretty silly for people back home. But in moving to the US, we wanted to keep a piece of Alec home with us. We decided to call ourselves after the place that we met and grew up. But yeah, we were friends all through high school, everything, and then started making music together around 20 years old, 21. And then it was just kind of a light bulb moment for both of us, man. We have known each other our whole lives. And then once we started writing, we were like, this feels right, you know?
Writing and right.
Right. So at what age did you discover like music that you had that in common?
Yeah. I mean, we both played from like a really young age. Like I was singing since I can remember. I started playing guitar when I was about 12. I know Tom was like childhood prodigy, like started really young, had his first record deal at like 12, I believe. And obviously that took off.
Yeah. Crushed it.
He's actually just a Bieber, but I don't know if you guys know. He's just in disguise right now. But no, we've always loved music. I've always played. I think we first like started collaborating with each other. I put these up. We like parent teacher, like cocktail events at our school. Like we were like kind of like the two singers of the school for a while. Tom was first and I kind of followed in his footsteps. I was like a little bit jealous of him. I was like, I want to do that too. And I was like, he was great. So he kind of inspired me too, which is
thanks,
nice.
Man.
That's
appreciate
the only
that,
compliment you'll ever get. No, but it wasn't until like after high school, like Tom said, because we were both doing our own separate things and we're kind of like just figuring out where we wanted to be and how we wanted to do music. And it wasn't until we wrote our first song together when we were about 2019 that everything kind of clicked and we were like, there's something special here. And we both met each other so well and we want the same thing out of music. And it was like immediately set our sights on Nashville and coming out here. And that's what we did.
Well, it's obviously working. You guys are, you click well together. The videos you put up on social media are so creative and so fun. And I never quite know where you're going with any of it, but it's always fun to watch.
Neither do I, man.
Like there's a camaraderie that's obvious between you two, but do you ever fight? Do you ever creatively have differences? Anything like that?
It's funny, man. I feel like we haven't been asked about this ever really until like recently. And I feel like most people are asking us this these days. I don't know if we just give off that energy.
There's attention that we give off.
Nah, man, it's funny. Like we've known each other for so long and you'd think by now, having spent so much time together, we would have had some kind of fallout or argument or something. But like, honestly, we don't argue. We don't really fight. I feel like we know each other well enough at this point that if one of us is having an off day or something, we know to, you know,
give the space
that's needed. But dude, we really don't argue about anything.
I think we definitely like treat each other how you would like with your sibling at this point.
Yeah,
where it's like the friendship like has worn off and it's just like we're bros now and it's just like we know like we can say anything that might offend other people if you were speaking to someone that you weren't super close with, but we just close that. It's just past that. So we both want the same thing. Like we're doing the same thing together with the same purpose and goals. So
yeah,
everything we want is only in the best.
I mentioned your names, Jordan Thomas. Do you have nicknames for each other?
I don't know if we can say it on any form of recording. No, that one's fine. Yeah. But other ones probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not camera friendly.
It's usually just mate.
Mate.
or maybe some expletives here and there.
Have you found that Nashville feels like home at this point?
It definitely feels like home. We were doing like multiple trips out here before we actually moved in 2017. So I think in those trips, we kind of started becoming accustomed to the ways here. We were meeting lots of people every time we'd come out. We were like learning about the different areas of Nashville. And by the time we actually moved, I feel like we already had a great friend circle and people in the industry. And we like knew our way around Nashville enough that it was kind of like an easy slot in. And then when we started leaving Nashville and going back to Australia to visit, it was kind of like, all right, we're ready to get back home. You know what I mean? Like it felt like Nashville was the home for us.
Yeah.
Which is great to have two homes across the other side of the world.
I've told you about my love of quokkas, right? We've talked about this. In case people don't know, there's these adorable creatures only found in Australia. They look like they are from a Disney movie. They're so cute.
They're like posed for the photo.
They're like CGI. They don't even look real. And it looked like so friendly and fun and adorable. And I just want one. Can you bring me back one of those next time you go to Australia?
Yeah.
We might actually make the trip down and do the 2-week mandatory hotel quarantine, pay $3,000 each to then just go and get a quokka and come back.
We'll break into the Australian zoo, get a couple quokkas and
is it quokka?
It's quokka.
Quokka. I've never seen one. Literally, you enlightened me as to what they were, and I had no idea prior to that. So thank you. You've changed my
life. I stumbled on them on Instagram, and then I started doing like lots of research. They live on like a remote island, only found in Australia. Really? They're apparently very friendly creatures. There's only been a few quokka attacks, and I'd like to have one as a pet.
We should
make that happen.
Or maybe just take a trip out there and we'll FaceTime you when we're there.
Walker Island and say good day to a few of them for you.
I'm sure there's no international laws about transferring wildlife.
Oh, no.
Don't worry about it.
Australia's great about it. They bring anything in, take anything out. So.
Speaking of things coming out of Australia, Keith Urban, were you fans of him when you were first starting out in music?
I'm not sure who you're talking about.
Urban, he's an Aussie.
He's actually our uncle, so we're very familiar with Keith.
Oh, wow. Uncle Keith. Yeah, are the dinner parties like with Keith and Nicole?
It's nice.
It's really nice. Yeah, we Nicole. She's beautiful.
Family kind of fights and stuff every now and then.
But no, Keith was a massive influence and kind of like our introduction to country music and introduction to Nashville. So he's played a huge role in the reason we're here. So
yeah,
massive fans of Keith.
And I can hear his influence in the song, the current single "Breakups." It definitely is obvious. And the song, by the way, and the new video now out. It's really about a true life experience. Was it Jordan? Was it you who had the?
It was me. Yeah. I went through, I guess, a breakup.
Steve.
I went through a long distance kind of relationship thing that we broke up, and it was just tough because like we didn't end on bad terms or anything. And she was in Australia, I was in Nashville, and that was super easy to make work, as you can imagine. but when that ended, we got in a room with Liz Rose and Cameron Bedell, two of our favorite writers in town, and kind of just told that story. And it was very apparent at the time and remained apparent. And I feel like as we started like teasing it on social media and playing it for friends and even playing it at shows and stuff, people would always really like connect with that song and be like, that breakup song, blah, 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 and whatever. So we kind of knew there was something special there, and it definitely like still hits, you know, just you write something special that's so like, personal at a particular time that we're really, really stoked to have it out in the world. And it means a lot to us, and to see people reacting the way that they are is really special. And you know, we wanted to kind of showcase the emotion in the new music video and everything else too. So like, it's been a really cool journey for the song, and we're excited to see it hopefully continue to progress or crash burn, one of the two.
The video, did you enjoy making the video? And I've even confused myself on who is who. Mitch, did you enjoy the video? Okay, got it.
Did it look like I didn't? I feel like this is like, I was watching you and you kind of looked miserable. No, I mean, I loved it. It was honestly like, this video was kind of like the easiest one for us to do, I feel like, because there was like a lot of B-roll. We had the actors in there doing their thing, and we just showed up and did our, we did performances, essentially two performances for it. And it was like, all right, I have my guitar. It was easy, but I loved seeing like the behind the scenes, and we went and watched how they made everything else come together. And we've never had anything like that in any of our music videos before.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was awesome. I enjoyed it.
I really wanted to wear Crocs
Yeah.
Because they did a nice close up of me playing piano and I really wanted to have
my pair
of
Crocs on. Zoomed down and you've got
just got Crocs. That honestly would have been amazing.
That would have been so good.
But they didn't let me, unfortunately. Next time.
I do love the Crocs. You guys aren't shy about showing off the Crocs, which I love. I have a pair myself and they're the best things ever.
What color do you have? What are you rocking?
So I have actually have a few pair. I have a couple pair from Luke Combs who sent some over. So I think I have like a camo one from Luke. I have a black pair, which I've had for about 5 years. And
yeah,
they have the fuzzy part on the inside, so they're like house shoes.
Yeah,
and we've got tie dye. I got bright red.
We got a yellow.
The blue slides. Yellow. Yeah. White with comfy stuff. Black pair too.
I saw a pair. Diplo just released a pair that looked pretty swanky. I might have to. They're on StockX. They're not even available on the Crocs site anymore. They're sold out. You have to buy them on like Sneaker. Like.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is Lux right there.
Very, very.
The Crocs Lux line. Exactly. To make your names even more confusing, since there is a Jordan involved, Jordan Davis this fall, you're going on tour with him.
Yes.
The Bi Dirt Tour. So have you spent much time with Jordan?
We'd crossed paths a few times doing like some like radio shows and that, but we'd never like, it was no more than just like, g'day, how are you? What's going on? But we were always friendly. And
that exact.
Yeah, g'day, how are you? What's going on? Not much. We did the tour announce with him. Like we were hanging for majority of the day when we were filming like some stuff and some liners, and we all got along so well, and with Mackenzie too. And I just feel like the sonic of all of us together and like our music and energy, I think it's going to really blend so well. So we're so pumped for it. I think it's like a perfectly rounded tour.
We like to say our names wrong. So like my name's Tom Jordan, but I'll call myself Todd Gordon and I'll call him Mick Johnson for Mitch Thompson. And so I've started calling Jordan Davis, Gordon David, which I think is quite good. So because I think we're right before him on the tour and I'm going to be like, you guys excited to see Gordon David tonight?
And they're like, boo!
Yeah, people will be like, get off the stage.
Well, listen, great catching up with you guys. Have fun on the tour. I love your energy. I love what you bring. I love the accents. I love that you're bringing me a cuoco at some point in my life. And or at least that you've helped me discover cuocos on a broader level. Like I felt like I could bond with you over that at least.
Yeah, sure.
Tom Jordan on the right and then Mitch Thompson on the left. Thank you very much. C4.
Cody, thanks, man.
Thanks for listening to CodyCast. Follow Cody right now at Cody Allen on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Hear Cody on hundreds of radio stations every day. And watch Cody on Hot 20 this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at 9 a.m., 8 central on CMT. Bye for now.